Dawn's glow shimmered off the flat ocean as a column of islanders marched along a jungle trail, their voices hushed as they neared the coast and their destination, the new city said to have been built on the very surface of the sea. At the head of the group was the chief holy man, decked out in a colorful robe in defiance of the ever-present heat. His skin was the color of jerky, and a sheen of sweat coated his face. One of the few to have already made the pilgrimage to the just-completed palace near the western tip of Guadalcanal, he was now leading his flock to the site. He gazed back at the procession with satisfaction. He'd collected the most important men in the kingdom for the journey, many of whom were newly arrived from the surrounding islands, for the ceremony and festivities that were to last the remainder of the week. Slivers of light filtered through the overhead canopy of tropical trees as the group moved along the faint game trail, surrounded on all sides by dense jungle. The islands were untamed, and the majority of the Guadalcanal tribes lived within 100 yards of the shore, avoiding the inland areas that abounded with predators both real and imagined. Legends of giants, ferocious creatures more than twice the size of a man, that traversed the island through a series of underground caves and satisfied their thirst for human blood by attacking the unwary or the careless. Besides, there was no reason to brave the unknown in the interior of the island when a generous bounty from the sea could be had for the asking. The shaman halted at the top of a rise. The miracle beyond now jutted from the bay, buildings rising from the waves where before had only been water. He pointed at the impossible spectacle with his staff, ornately carved with reliefs of deities, and murmured the king's name in a tone reserved for prayer to the gods. Indeed, the king seemed like he'd descended from heaven, so unlike ordinary men that he had become a legend in his own lifetime. This, King Locke's greatest achievement, made all his others pale in comparison. Locke's vision of a series of man-made islets had been realized using local rock in the relatively shallow half-moon-shaped harbor. After the celebration, the buildings would be used as the royal residence. The island's holy men considered the compound sacred, evidence of Locke's divine superiority. His builders had spent a decade creating it, with thousands of men quarrying and transporting the rock to the shore. Nothing like it had ever been seen, and the king had assured his counselors that its completion signaled the beginning of a new era. Nobody doubted his word. Locke was a ruler who had transformed his island from a humble trading collective to a wealthy kingdom, an empire with untold riches legendary among his people. By organizing a primitive mining effort focused on locating gemstones and gold, he'd made the island's fortunes. What had been just another stop on a lackluster trade route had become a hub of wealth whispered about on distant shores. Over the years, the islanders had grown to appreciate the value of their legacy. Traders from other islands and as far away as Japan came to exchange goods for the treasures the natives amassed. Gold was especially prized, and now there were whole tribes devoted to mining the precious metal in the mountains. Their existence had evolved into one of relative prosperity, all under the encouragement and watchful eye of their benevolent ruler. The shaman and his followers shuffled forward and filled the clearing at the top of the hill, surrounding the holy man with murmurs of awe and disbelief. A stocky chieftain from the large island to the south moved to the shaman's side and pointed at a platform on the nearest islet, where a group of figures emerged slowly from an ornately crafted stone temple. "Is that Locke?" he asked, squinting at the tallest of the men, whose tunics, gemstones, and gold adornments glinted in the sunlight. The holy man answered, "Yes, it is he." "The temple is magnificent," the chieftain said. "It symbolizes the beginning of our 1,000-year ascension, as foretold in the prophecy." It was widely held that Locke's reign symbolized the start of a golden era for the islands, a time when the kingdom would become the region's power center, revered by all, and prophesied to last 20 lifetimes. The oral traditions spoke of a powerful magic that would accompany the appearance of the Chosen One, the earthly embodiment of celestial power. It was believed that Locke was that being. The massive treasure he had accumulated only solidified his position, as if the earth were validating his dominance by offering its riches to its new master. The chieftain nodded. Who could doubt that this was no ordinary man, given the strides he had made since taking the throne? Any skepticism the chieftain might have harbored vanished at the spectacle before him. When he returned to his island, he would bring with him miraculous news.